Now, an investigation from Politico has found that the arm of the FDA that deals with food safety and regulation is so dysfunctional that people who work for the agency sometimes joke that the F in FDA is silent. About 3,000 Americans die and more than 128,000 Americans are hospitalized from foodborne illness every year. The FDA regulates about 80% of the U.S. food supply, but Politico's investigation found a wide variety of problems and a very slow process for fixing them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have concerns about the safety of your food? Have you had a problem with a foodborne illness yourself? Have you had trouble buying baby formula lately? What questions do you have about food safety and how it's regulated? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Helena Bada-Miller-Evich is a senior food and agriculture reporter at Politico. Her investigation into the FDA is called the FDA's Food Failure. Helena, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
You cover a lot of ground in this report, Helena. What led you down this road? What led you to check out these shortcomings in food safety enforcement?
So I've been covering food policy for a really long time. And what's interesting about this story is it's actually not news to folks who are in food policy or in the food sector that food is a, you know, backseat issue at FDA, that it takes forever to really move any policies forward on food safety or nutrition. What I did here was basically take a step back and sort of explain it for everyone, right? And really do a deep dive of the structural and cultural and political reasons why things are so dysfunctional at FDA.
Yeah, I want to mention a couple of the symptoms, and you could tell us why things are the way they are. One thing that struck me, there was a, I think it was a spinach-related foodborne illness. You know, water contaminated hits the spinach, hits the people, causes a lot of harm. By the time action is taken, the spinach growing season in that region is done. Can you tell us a little more about that and why the kind of response we'd hope for wasn't there?
Yeah, produce safety is a really tough one because for things like spinach and romaine lettuce, sometimes when the government, by the time the government figures out what it is that's making people sick, sometimes those products are no longer on the market, or oftentimes, like you said, the season is over. And so it's really impossible to pinpoint what the actual problem was. It's really common in these produce outbreaks to actually not have a recall because it just wasn't solved in time for a recall to matter. And even when there are recalls, sometimes they take a month or 2 months, in one case, even 4 months into when people start getting sick. So I think when consumers look at some of these timelines, it's reasonable to ask, you know, whether or not we can do better.
Another symptom here, people might have trouble finding infant and baby formula, concerns about heavy metals in those. How does the food enforcement part of the FDA fit into that story?
Yeah, the heavy metals in baby food issue has been getting a lot more attention in the past couple of years as like consumer advocacy groups and health groups have done their own testing of baby food to screen for things like lead and arsenic and cadmium and mercury, these toxic elements that can be found at low levels in a lot of different foods, but we become really concerned about babies because they're just uniquely vulnerable. You know, CDC has said there's no safe level of lead exposure, for example. So when we're seeing levels of lead come up in baby food, that's something that's gotten a lot of attention. But even though there's been these outside reports year after year after year, consumer advocates year after year asking FDA to set standards for heavy metals in baby food, they still largely haven't. And so that's one of those areas where I think parents look at it and they're just kind of befuddled. So is the food industry. I mean, a lot of food and food companies would like there to be standards so that there's sort of a level playing field and an understanding of, you know, what the guardrails are.
Helena, those are just a couple of the examples of, you know, what the public might end up encountering. What's going on inside the FDA that leads them to be slow or even non-responsive to those and other concerns?
Yeah, so the story really unpacks a lot of reasons that can, you know, a lot of reasons why FDA is so slow and dysfunctional on food issues. I think it starts with the structure. So FDA is housed under the Department of Health and Human Services. So it's a little bit lower down in the government. The commissioner is Senate confirmed, but, you know, they're below cabinet level, right? So FDA is overall just a little bit further down in the government. And then the FDA commissioner almost always has no experience or real background in food issues. They're usually physicians, or they have a background in clinical research or medical devices or the drug side. So it kind of leads to a situation where the dynamic over time is just that food is a lesser tier issue. And then we have some structural and cultural problems within the actual food division. I reported on an open power struggle between the top two officials in the foods division. And really right now we don't have anyone in charge of food at FDA. It's unclear from the outside who's actually in charge and who's making decisions. And I think that only adds to the dysfunction. There's also the fact that Capitol Hill really doesn't hold FDA accountable on many of these issues. So there's really like a long list of reasons why the agency just doesn't act on a lot of the issues that I think consumers expect it to be handling.
We're talking to Politico's food and agriculture reporter, Helena Bottomiller-Evich, about her investigation into shortfalls at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, on the food part of the equation. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever gotten sick from food that you thought had been safe to eat? What do you want to know about food safety regulations and how the FDA does or doesn't enforce them? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Helena Bottomiller-Evich is with us from Politico. Her investigation into the FDA found the agency is not doing its job properly when it comes to food safety. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the solution when the FDA isn't using its power to protect people the way it's intended to? Call 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Jeff is with us in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Good afternoon. I was a delivery man in the food industry for many years. I delivered to institutions as well as grocery stores and restaurants. And I saw repeated violations that I didn't report, but I witnessed them enough to where, as a consumer, I made my choices carefully. But when I lived in Chicago, I saw a solution that made sense to me. When the federal government or state government doesn't respond, the city of Chicago used to actually close down some of these businesses because they had inspectors that went around and saw violations that weren't addressed by other levels of government. And I thought that was very effective because it kept my customers that I delivered to on their toes so that there were no violations.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. And Helena, I think it's pretty common for a local government to have restaurant inspections for sure and grocery store inspections. At what level is the FDA supposed to be checking out food?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think there definitely is a role for local governments here. I mean, they tend to know, you know, their local communities and businesses well. The state agencies actually do a lot of inspections for the FDA. So on behalf of the FDA, they actually do the bulk of food safety inspections. So they're the ones that are actually going into like more like food manufacturing plants, so not restaurants. And not really like retail establishments, which it sounds like that's what the caller is referencing. And, you know, I'm glad to hear them speaking up on that. I think there's definitely still room for improvement. But FDA is really supposed to be taking care of the plants that are, you know, distributing food like across state lines and more across the country. So one thing that I reported in my story was the fact that food safety inspections, the number of routine inspections is actually going down right now, even though Congress has been giving FDA more resources. So that is one question that members of Congress and consumer advocates have raised, you know, is FDA really making the best use of its resources right now? And, you know, do consumers expect them to be inspecting these food plants more often than they are?
Thanks again for that call. Helena, one issue we haven't gotten into is nutrition. Now, we've been talking about food safety before. The FDA also is supposed to have a big role in nutrition, and that's been frustrating some consumer groups, some people in the food industry. What did you find out there?
So FDA has been, for the better part of a decade, working on sodium reduction. So the agency has been working to put together essentially goals for the food industry to try to get all these different food categories like pickles and pizza and pretzels and all the different, you know, subcategories, bread, and get each category to cut sodium over time, right? So it's not mandatory, it's not regulatory, but they are setting goals to try to get the entire industry to meet. And one thing that has really frustrated consumer advocates is just how long it has taken for FDA to get that policy finalized. The Institute of Medicine asked FDA to work on sodium reduction in 2010, and FDA just finalized some of these voluntary goals in the fall of 2021. So that's an 11-year timeline. Certainly, there was a lot of industry pushback. There were a lot of political concerns here. But you zoom out and these long timelines, whether they're food safety or nutrition, kind of become a pattern for the agency. And it really frustrates outside groups. And it also frustrates the food industry, quite frankly, because if you're a company that wants to cut sodium, you want to go with everyone, right? You want your competitors to all kind of dial down sodium at the same time so that you're not put at a disadvantage when it comes to taste. You want to have sort of consistency in the marketplace. And they also want to know where FDA is headed. So these timelines that span years and years and years really add a layer of uncertainty for the food industry. In addition to the public health impact, FDA itself estimates that if you were to cut sodium across the food supply, you could save tens of thousands of lives every year just by reducing rates of hypertension and cardiovascular disease. So it's not an abstract, you know, policy. It is projected to have a real public health impact.
And just our last few moments, Selena, is there a solution, a main solution that people you talked to pointed toward to help fix some of this?
It's a really tough question. I think there's a lot of ideas swirling around right now. Potentially, you know, one thing that's been proposed is trying to take the food portion of FDA out of the agency and create a new independent agency that maybe would combine some of the food safety functions at USDA. I think that's a really tall order, really politically difficult, if not impossible, to do that. Another thing is to try to give the agency more money so that they have better staffing levels to handle some of these complex issues. There's also a call to have more transparency over how the agency is currently spending its money. And then there's, I think, some conversation about whether or not FDA's food program might need to be reorganized in some way. So you just have a more clear leadership structure, because right now they are most certainly in an open power struggle. And I think everyone agrees that's problematic.
Helena, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Helena Bottomiller-Evich is a senior food and agriculture reporter at Politico. She joined us to talk about her investigation into the FDA and its role in food safety.